project.
Okay, we're up to shear number four, number 25. Continuing in the midst of the Sugya about Kingdom. Number 25, how did the Rabos of Shorashi Masber the Gemara? Rashi had the Rebbeim. We saw it in Gimel Amud Aleph. Lamaisa, the Rabos of Shorashi say a phenomenal Kiddush. And they say as follows. Tainach b'kaddish b'kaspa. The reason why the Rabbanan can get rid of that is because Kinyan Kesev is the Rabbanan. If Kinyan Kesev is the Rabbanan, therefore what? Therefore they can uproot it. B is D'Yiraisu, Vola. It says in the Pasuk Vola. So Melitz, it says in the Pasuk Vola, that's considered to be what? That's considered to be the Chiddush, Lamais, and therefore the Gemara says, Michael, the man, well, what are you going to say? So that's the Gemara's Kasha. That's the Shita Rabos of Shorashi. What's the Gemara's Teretz? If you learn like Rabos of Shorashi, so he said like this. The Teretz runs as follows. That Lamaisa, the Gemara says, the Teretz of the Gemara, you have to say, is going to be is that in a Hanami, the Rabbanon, the Iker Kasha is, according to the Rabos of Heimamru, Veheimamru, since Kini Kes is the Rabbanon Lamaisa, they can in fact what? They can in fact be Daicha. So Kedusha Bia, what are you going to say? So that's very, very difficult. So that was the Gemara's Kasha, according to the Rabos of Shorashi. Okay? What's the Gemara's Teretz? The Gemara's Teretz is Lamaisa in a Hanami, is that be also, you have to say, according to the Rabos of Shorashi, the Rabbanon also were what? Were have the ability of Yesh Koach B'yad Chacham. That's what you have to say. So the Rabos of Shorashi will read the Gemara Bishlum HaKesed, they can get rid of because Kesed is the Rabbanon. But be is D'Yiraisa, how can they get rid of it? The Gemara answers, yes, they have the ability to do it. Shavu Rabbanon, Yesh Koach B'yad Chacham, Lak or Davim Min HaTorah, they made the Bia Bisnus. Okay? That answers number what, 25. 26. Rashi had three kashas on the Rabos of Shorashi, on his Rebbeim. Number one, you cannot tell me that Kinyan Kesev is the Rabbanon. It's learned out from a Gzeres Shavah. Gzeres Shavah is D'Yiraisa. That's number one. Okay? Very strong kasha. Number two, Halach L'maisa, and he said it's a Gzeres Shavah, it's like his Mefurish in the Kra. Number two, we know the Gemara says in Kedusha Daftes, that if a woman is Mekudeshes with Kesef, and she's Mezana, she's given Skilu, the Farish of Gemara. So don't tell me that we don't kill a woman if she's an Asha, she's a Mezana with Kedusha Kesef, the Rabbanon. There's a Farish of Gemara that says it. And number three, yeah, it says Farish of Gemara in Kedusha Daftes, that if a woman is Mekudeshes with Kesef, and that she's Mezana with another man, we kill her.
Only after
Kedushin. So after Kedushin, because she's an Asha. So how can you tell me that Kinyan Kesev is only a Kinyan Rabbanon, only married in the Rabbanon? Gemara says Beferish or Chayiv. And number three, Daniel, third kash is, let's say a woman's Mezana B'shogeg. What's the din? She's Chayiv to bring a Chattis. You know what? She wouldn't be Chayiv to be a Chattis. It'd be Chulun Lazar, because she's only married in the Rabbanon. She wouldn't be Chayiv in a Chattis. So three kashes, Rashi asked Lamais. Actually, it's a fourth kasha. The fourth kasha is, what's the Gemara's answer? You know, what's the Gemara answering Lamais? Tenech, Kesev's the Rabbanon. The B is Minatayra, right? He said the answer to the Gemara really is what? Really very difficult. How's the Gemara really answering the Kasha? Ravina says the Rabbanon don't have the Koyach, and the Gemara answers they have the Koyach, Lamaisa. I mean, how do they, it's a little bit strange, you know what I mean? The Gemara said Kes is the Rabbanon, B is the Araisa, and now the Gemara comes up with the Terrace. That fourth Kasha we basically answer by saying, okay, the Rabbanon come up with, the Gemara comes up with a new Koyach, Ish Koyach, B'Achachomim. But Lamaisa, those are the three kashas on Rashi. I want you to get it down. Very important. Does anyone, and we incorporate this with this question, does anyone else hold the Kesev is the Rabbanon? So we said in Shir, the first Rama in Hilchos Ishus says that Kesev works midivrei what? Sofrim. Please get that. So it's an amazing Kiddush. So what does midivrei Sofrim mean? So generally, Rav Shmuel Tal, one of my Rebbeim, the great Gaon in the Eretz Yisrael Shlita, point out 20-25 Ramams, and whenever the Ramam says Divrei Sofer means Mid Rabbanon. So it could be that the Ramam is holding also like the Rabos of Shorashi is the Rabbanon. But the Kesef Mishnah doesn't say that. The Kesef Mishnah sees Mid Divrei Sofer means it's D'Yiraisa, but it's not Mefurish B'Kra. Okay? So the Rambam holds that it's D'Yiraisa according to Kesef Mishnah, it's just not Mefurish B'Kra. So there's two Mahalchim in the Ramam. Is the Ramam saying like Rabos of Shorashi or not? But I want you to get that, please. Very important. Okay. That answers 26. 27. How did Rabbeinu Gershom and Baba Basra masber the Teretz of the Gemara Legabi Bia? And how did Rabbi Aaron Soloveitchik Tzatzar Rebbe masber it Zeh? And how did this betarz the Kashi of Rashi and Rabbeinu Gershom? At the end of the Rashi, and don't confuse it, it's the difference between guys that know it and guys that don't know it, okay? In that long Rashi, it's not that long. We worked on it. He first called Rav Osef Shirashi. Then at the end of the Rashi, he quoted a new shita called HaMafarish Lomar. Who? That's a new shita. Mafarish Lomar, we said, is referring to Rabbeinu Gershom, the Mora Golem. And in the Rabbeinu Gershom learned up the pshat is that the Gemara was saying Kesef is the Rabbanon maybe, or according to Rav Osef Shirashi, Kesef is the Rabbanon they could get rid of. Or because Kesef, Hefker Bez Nefker. However you want to say it. Say Hefker Bez Nefker. But Bia, what are you going to say? So what's the Gemara's answer according to Rabbeinu Gershom? Because the guy's acting like a poritz. The Gemara says in a few places in Shas Yaakov, in Kedushi to Bezim and Alf, Yevomis to Bezim and Alf, you can Mekadosh a woman with Bia, with the Adam standing outside. But if you do it, we used to flog you with Makas Martis Min Rabbanon, because it's not sneeze. You're acting like a novel B'shus HaTorah. And Rabbanon Soloveitchik said, if you look at the Rabbeinu Gershom, since the guy's acting like a novel B'shus HaTorah, they blew up the Kedushin. That's what it means, Shavu Rabbanon, Lamaisa, Bilasa, Bilasnus, because you acted like a Sheikitz, like a Novel B'shus HaTorah, we blow it up. And that Rashi thinks is ridiculous. Okay, the guy didn't act properly, but to say that the Kedusha goes up in smoke, there's cases, he says, all over Shas. He says, we never found this in Shas, that if you're Mekadosh with Bia, it's not a good Kedushin. We found that they flogged you, but they didn't blow up the Kenyan. But I want you to get that. That's how Rabbeinu Gershom's Masber the Gemara. Rabbeinu Gershom of Abbas was Masber the Gemara, that the answer is, the Bia, what's the answer? Shavir Rabbanu, because the guy acted like a Shegis. He acted like a Novi B'shus HaTorah, and they blew it up based on that. And Rashi says, we don't find that in Shas, that if you're Mekadosh with Bia, they blew it up. We find that we flogged you, but the Kenyan certainly chal. There's no doubt. So don't get confused with that Rashi. That's the difference between someone who knows and doesn't know it. The Rabosu Shirashi is the beginning of the Rashi. The end is a Mefarish Lomar. It's like Rashi's saying that there, but it's a new Shita. The Shita we said he's referring to is Rabbeinu Gershom of Vasa, who Taka was one of his Rebbeim too. Rabbeinu Gershom Maragola, Moragola, and he learned a new Chiddush in the Gemara. Rabbaron was Mazmut to us that the guy's acting like a Novel B'shus HaTorah. Yeah, Ezra, go ahead.
Yeah, what about all the following Bias that he has after that then? How do you explain that?
Those are all Bilas and Nisses too? Every single
but
one of them.
All because he just did Bia. I mean, those aren't problems. The only problem,
but the Kedushin Bibia, it's out of wedlock, all the subsequents, because it wasn't Chala Kon Rabbeinu Gershom. Because he acted in Novel B'shus HaTorah. It's not proper to Mekadosh woman Bibia. And because not proper, in Ruach HaKam Nochemene, they blew it up. That Rashi is not proper, but we don't find they blew it up. Okay. That's the Kiddush.
That was the last part of it.
Yes, the Shavu Rabbanan, that's that Pshat Rabbeinu Gershom. Okay? That's the answer. How do the Rabbanan make an Abilus Nus? Kesef is good because maybe, let's say, Efker is an Efker. Bia, what are you going to say? Right? I think that's how he's talking Masber. Take a look, Daniel, Boba Basra, Memchesef Bez. I think he says based on Hefker Bez and Efker. If you look in the Rabbeinu Gershom there. But he says, Bia, what are you going to say? So he says, Bia, because why they acted like a Shegetz. You take a look at it. Okay. All right, let's go on now. 28, guys. How did the brother of the Hafla, Masber the Gemara, the Maharash, the brother of the Hafla had a different shot in the Gemara? This was the sixth shot we had in how to read a Gemara. Amazing. So he said like this. He quoted that Halacha L'maisa, the man made a Tanai that he only wanted the Bia to be good Kedushin with a certain Tanai Mesuyim. The Havamina was that Tanai does not work with Bia. A Tanai does not work with Bia. Halacha L'maisa. A person, Halacha L'maisa, Bia is not subject to a Tanai. We assume the guy doesn't want to make his bias nus, and therefore, tenach, bekesef, you can make it tonight. Bia, what are you going to say? You can't make any conditions with Bia. We assume, lamaisa, you want the Bia to be a kedushin, that's it. All the tanai in the world go out the window. You want to say, l'zamanas chacham, and forget about it. Bia is Bia, and we want the Bia to be a kedushin. So the havamina was what? That there is tanai doesn't work by Bia, and the maskana of the Gemara is not true. The Gemara of the maskana is, halacha lamaisa, we said, and this is the pshat lamaisa. Ain't tanai bibia. The Gemara answers, you know what? Why is there no tanai bibia? Why is there no tanai bibia? Because no guy wants to make his bias nus. But in our case, halacha lamaisa, it's not going to help because he's mekadosh with the tanai sheyirtzu chachamim. And if he doesn't do that, then the chachamim will blow up the kedushin. It'll be biasa will be bias nus. So in other words, why do you assume normally a guy doesn't make a tanai with bia? Because he wants his bia not to be a bias nus. But in this case, Lamaisa, that's exactly the point. We want you to be in accordance with the Chachamim, because otherwise the Chachamim will blow up your Kiddushi Bia and it'll become a Bia's. So this will be the one example where Bia will work with it tonight. Normally, bia with a tanai won't work. Because why? We assume that we don't want to hinge it on anything. We want the bia to be a good kedusha. The maskana is this particular tanai, that's chachamim, that taki he'll do. Because the chachamim, it's in the interest of the guy to do it. Because the chachamim want the kedusha to be a kedusha. He'll want to follow the chachamim. Because if not, at any whim, or if you don't follow the chachamim, they'll just blow it up. Okay, yeah, go ahead.
He doesn't say it.
He doesn't say it. Mazbarakes, you can say anything. Yeah, Rabbi Gershon, let's say so. You can say, like we said, Hefker Bezen, Hefker
Sayyid. He says Durabana. He doesn't
yeah.
say.
He says that Kesef is Durabana?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, so then, fine. So
he doesn't
that,
say Hefker Bezen, Hefker.
Okay, but let's say Durabana, fine. So that works well, too. That's why it works well that it's in the Rashi, too, because the Rabbosu, yeah. he was one of the Rabbosu Sharashi, too. Yeah. So he's saying that Kesef is Durabana, and then Bia, what are you going to say? And the answer is, you act like a novel Bershus Antiter. Here, Jeremy. Here we are. Okay, we're up to number 12. That answer is 28, 29. How do you, the Gemara only dealt with Kesef and Bia. The Gemara left alone Shtar. Gemara left alone Kedusha Shtar. Yaakov, why did it leave alone Kedusha Shtar? Why did it leave alone Kedusha Shtar? Oh, so that's the Kasha. That's 29. What's up, Shot? So we had two Mahalchim how to deal with. The Miri said he didn't know. Miri in the Nivamas said you don't know how to do a Shtar. But we had two Mahalchim. The Miri in the Nivamas Kufiyot said he didn't know how to take care of Shtar.
Can we say Miri says they can be Mafkia the Shtar just like Kesef?
Well, we're going to get to it, but the Miri has a line, Lamaisa. I looked it up again. Miri just says, I don't know what we're going to do about Shtar. Okay? Yevamos Kufyud. So, how do we offer two Mahalchim? One Mahalich was as follows. The Hafla said, interesting shot, that normally if you're Mekadish, the Yushalmi says, if you're Mekadish with a Shtar, Lamaisa, that has Isuri Hano, let's say the Shtar is written on an orange of Orla. So even though the shtar has no what you know value, has no, it's not worth anything. It's not shava kesef, but it's still a good kedushin because shtar doesn't need to be shava pruta. So what he wants to say is halacha lemaisa is that when you're mekadesh the shtar of isurei hanah, it's kosher. It might be kosher, but a shtar is hefker, and a shtar that the chum declares being hefker, you don't own the shtar. That's bogus. And that's worse than what? That's worse, halacha lemaisa, than Yisurei Hanah. If you're mekadesh the shtar on Yisurei Hanah, it's kosher. Yisurei Hanah has no value. Meir Simcha. So as kesef, it won't work. Right? You could say shtar has a value. Shtar has a value. It's worth a few pennies. Maybe it's worth more than shavu'ita. But you write on Yisurei Hanah, it has no value. But still, shtar, the essence of a shtar is that it works midin shtar. The essence of shtar works even if it's less than a shavu'ita. So if you're mekadesh the Yisurei Hanah, there's one day in the Shaman that says it's good. That's fine, says the Hafla. But if you're mafker the star, and the chum have the ability based on hefker based on hefker to mafker the star, that's worse. It's not your star. You have to makadish a woman with your star. So one way of hafkina working on stars is they declared it's not your star. And that's much worse than Yisuri Hanah. Okay? Even according to the one day in Yushami, it says makadish b'shtar b'shuri b'alasuri Hanah, that's makadishes, will be moted that if they're mafker, it's a zero. Okay? There's no havamina. We just have to be masber the lumdis. Yeah. How do you get rid of, how does Afkina work on shtar? So we're being masber it. That they took away bilus of the shtar. I'm just pointing out to you that a shtar. But what I'm bringing out is that the essence of a shtar is, even though it's less than a shava pruta, a shtar is good. As long as you own it.
Yeah.
That's the essence of a shtar. You follow what I'm saying? Because you could always say the shtar had a value. So I'm saying your shtar has more power than kesef in the sense that even if it's less than the shavu'ita pruta, it would still be good. But it's not got to be your shtar. So the hafkinu declares it that it's ownerless. It's not yours. Okay, so that's the chiddush of hafkinu. Okay, that's the chiddush. Again, nachamo. Meir Simcha, you could declare something worthless, but it's still yours. The chiddush that the hafla is saying, that hafkinu with hefker based and hefker by shtar is not just that it's worthless. Because if it's worthless, it should nachamo be good out shtar. Because shtar, even if it's less than a shtar pruta, is good. The four is that they declare it's ownerless. It's not even yours. It's no one's. If it's no one's, that's worse than Yisurei Hanah. That's the chiddush of Afkinu. That's what Afkinu does with a shtar. What Afkinu does with a shtar is that it has to not just declare it what? That it's worthless. If it's worthless, it's yours. Nachamon should be good out shtar. That's the kolk of a shtar. The Afkinu right here. And Daf Gimel Amud Aleph. That's the chiddush of Afkinu. Okay. That's against the Kiryat Sefer, we said. The Mabit writes in the Kiryat Sefer a different shot, and he said the following. He grouped shtar not with bia. I'm sorry, he grouped shtar not with kesef, like the Hafla does. And the Miri seems to say he didn't know, but that seemed what he was leaning with. But he grouped shtar with bia. He says, you're Mekadosh, the Bior star, they were Mafkiya. Halacha l'maisa. They were Mafkiya. The Rabban have the koch to Mafkiya based on Yesh Koch Biar Chachamim. In a situation of if there's a reason for it, if there's no Aveira, they have such an ability. So that was a Nakuda we wanted to bring out because it's a machloikis between the Hafla and the Kiryat Sefer. Do you couple Bia? Do you couple Star with Kesef like the Hafla, which is the Pashas that I would have said? Or do you couple Star with Bia and you say it's going to be what? It's going to be unraveled based on what? Based on Afkinu, based on Yeshkoch Biar Chacham. Okay? That was the Nakuda of the Kiryat Sefer. So it's a machlokes between the Hafla and the Mabit, the Kiryat Sefer, number 29. That's how we unravel Star. Yeah, go ahead, Ezra.
But still, how does it work? Meaning the last one he explained that he's taking out of his possession, therefore he has no ability, no balance over it.
Same thing.
It's the same thing.
Same thing, but what I want you to get down is he coupled Star with Bia, that the same koch that they unravel Bia is Bezyesh Koch Biar Chachamim. That same koch they unraveled the star.
Koch also used by Kesef?
No, Kesef Yutzei is Hefker Bez and Hefker. Okay? Hefker Bez Hef could stand on its own without being necessarily under the rubric of Yesh Koch. Okay? Mm-hmm. Even though we said there's a possibility that it's under Yesh Koch, but Stam, you don't have to come on to the din of Yesh Koch. I want you to get the difference between whether you're going to couple the star with Kesef like the Mabi, like the Afla, or Kesef with Bia, or star with Bia like who? Like the Kiryat Sefer. Okay, that's 29:30. How does the Mechaber paskin on the Shiloh of Enon is beginning? How does he paskin? We got it inside. How does he paskin? Sholem, you got me? How does the Mechaber paskin on Enon is beginning? What's the din? He paskins Enon is beginning. Straight up. He paskins Enon is beginning, but there's a problem. The problem with the Psaka of the Mechaber is he does say, like the three levels of Tosos, that if it's a case that's not Shchiach at all, he'll say Yesh on is beginning. If it's in the middle, it's Einon is begit, and it's Shchiach, it's Einon is begit. Two of the three says Einon is begit, like the way Tosus. But he doesn't say Halacha Lamaisa, like the Pshat Lamaisa in the Gemara. Because the Shulchan Aruch says, very interestingly, the Shulchan Aruch says, the reason why we paskin Einon is begit is because why? Iyu dahad nafsida nafshe. Where was that in the Gemara? What was the Maskanas of Gemara? Of Einon is begitting. Why? What was the svara we learned? We chazard it yesterday, right? What's the makor? What's the maskana? Why Einon is begitting? Snuos aprutzas. Exactly. The Machaber doesn't mention that. It's mamish against the Gemara. The Beis Meir asked this kasha. How could the Shulchan Aruch ignore snuos aprutzas? That's the rationale for Einon is begitting. Not because he should have made a Tanai and he was mafsad anafshe. Yeah, that was the lashon of Gemara Eli on the bottom of Beis Meir, right? For it said, Ella, the Rav and Svarta Nafshekamer, right? He's going with the Gemara before it switched. That's the Beis Meir's Kasha. It's a bomb Kasha, guys. Bomb Kasha. Yes, the reason why we say Einon is begitting the Maskan is because of why? Prutzos et Snuos. The Mechaber says Einon is begitting because he's Mafsan and Nafshe. Which the Mechaber uses that expression, yes, because he should have made it tonight. Iuda Mafsan and Nafshe. Should have made it tonight. And he paskins Einon is begitting. It's mamish against the Gemara. It's a great kasha. So we said the pshat like this. I want you to get this. The pshat is like this. That unbelievable pshat that we chazered over from the Rashba, that we said kind of like the Gemara is faking us out. Remember that pshat of the Rashba? That it's coming really with mafki anything? The Gemara is just going in the psychology of what the guy's thinking. You remember that? So if you go with the psychology of what the guy's thinking, he really gave a get. And he understood that he wanted to give her a get. And no matter what happens, he was going to give her a get. That's the psak of the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch says, you know what? The reason why Einon is begitten is because why? What's the pshat? Why is it because? Snuos and prutzos is not a real, it's not a real thing. It's just what the guy's thinking. And therefore, because of that, he doesn't want to have any problems. And therefore, he gives a get, halacha l'maaseh, no matter what. Unless it's a crazy case, like of a lion eating him up. You follow me, Kibi? So therefore, that's what the Shulchan Aruch says, that a regular machla, it will be a good get, because he wanted the get to be a get in that case, except for the case when a lion eats him up. So in other words, if you say like that, Lamaisa, now it makes a lot of sense. The Shulchan Aruch, halacha Lamaisa, you know, when Beis Meir asks on the Shulchan Aruch says, what? I'm not. What are you asking on me for? The Gemara never said, ain't on us begitting based on what? Snuos and prutzos. That was just what the guy's thinking. And what the guy's thinking is emblematic of what? That he wants the get to be a get. And that's what the Shulchan Aruch says. Shulchan Aruch just says that. He wants the get to be a get. Unless it's a case that's what? That's off the map like the lion eating him. So it's not against the Gemara. The Tznuas of Prusa is just what the guy's thinking. But they weren't mafki any kedushin. It was the fact is that he actually gave a get, and he wanted the get to be given, no matter what, unless in case of a lion eating him. In that case, he didn't mention it. With that, look, please get it. That answers 31. That answers 30 and 31. What did the Beis Meir ask on the Shulchan Aruch? And what did he answer? We just gave the answer.
Can you go over the question?
The question again, Eli, was, why did Rava say Ein Onus Begit? Why? Because of Snuos Aprutzos, yes?
Yeah.
That was Ella Sfarda Nafshe Kamer. That was the Maskan. Yes?
Yeah.
What did the Shulchan Aruch say? Shulchan Aruch said because he should have made the Tanai. He was Mafsana Nafshe. That was before the Ella. That wasn't the Maskan the Beis Meir asked on the Shulchan Aruch. You follow me? So the Beis Meir answers that Snuos and Prutzos wasn't really, he learns like the Rashba, the Mechaber Paskins. That unbelievable Mechudish Pshat, he says the Shulchan Aruch Paskin like. It was just to explain the psychology of what the guy, he wanted to get to go through no matter what, unless the lion ate him. That didn't dawn upon him. Okay? So that's good for the Chiddush. Okay? But with that, the answer is number 32. How, according to the Beis Meir, do we answer the Kasha, the Chassam Sofer, and the Mechaber? What was the Chassam Sofer's kasha? What happens, guys? Donnie, if a guy makes an explicit condition that if an onus happens, the get shouldn't be chal. What's the din? What's the halacha according to Shulchan Aruch? It's not a good get. He said explicitly that if an onus happens, the get shouldn't be chal. What's the din? Mechaber says the get's not chal. I don't understand. Don't you have snuos and prutzos? Don't we have the svar of the snuos and prutzos? That was the kasha of the Chassam Sofer. It's a great kasha. The Mechaber Paskins, Beferish, if you make it tonight, the husband makes it tonight, if an onus happens, he doesn't want the get to be a get, and the onus happens, he doesn't come, the get is bottle. Why is the get bottle? Shouldn't the get be chal because of snus and prutzos? We're worried about snus and prutzos, no? So shouldn't we apply, keep you following me, shouldn't we apply snus and prutzos to this din? Shouldn't we apply snus and prutzos to this din? That should be across the board? Even if you made it tonight. Shouldn't be worried. We worried about the snus and prutzos. You follow the kasha of Chassam Sofer. What's the answer? If the guy explicitly says that if an onus happens, he doesn't want the get to be a get.
Does not want
the get to be a get. What's the psak of the Shulchan Aruch? It's not a get.
And what happens?
An onus came and he didn't come. So what should be the din? The get's not a good get. But we're saying it should be a good get. Snus and prutzos pushed it through. So why don't you say snus and prutzos in that case? So what's the answer? Says the Beis Meir. Says the Beis Meir, the answer is that what? L'halacha, snus and prutzos is a fake reason. It's not a real reason. It's what the guy was thinking. All it means is he should have made such a tanai. That's all it means. And since he made a tanai, he did make a tanai that gets not chal. Snus and prutzos is all what the guy was thinking. Then Mela, he means what? He gave a get that no matter what should happen, unless the lion ate him. But if he made an explicit tanai that if an onus happens, he doesn't want the get to be get, you can't make the get a get. You follow me? There's no pushing it through based on snus and prutzos. And then we say it's a get based on afkinu. Yes, Daniel, go ahead.
According to the other Rishonim, would the...
Maybe. According to the other Rishonim, maybe that case would be a get. Even if he said it explicitly. Maybe. Yeah. According to the other Rishonim, maybe it would be. Because snus and prutzos pushes it through. We're worried about public policy. I don't care if you meant explicit tonight. Maybe. But we don't hold like that. What I want to bring out, and I stress this in Shira, is that even though this is a very radical pshat in the Gemara, but the Mechaber, according to Beis Meir, holds like it. Ladina. You know, who's bigger stuff than the Mechaber? Right? Mechaber's saying this in Shulchan Aruch. So that was, we point out, we stress that in Shira. It's a tremendous chiddush how to read the Gemara. But the Mechaber holds like it. We were so taken aback. Everyone's taken aback. But according to Beis Meir, that's what the Mechaber holds. Okay, that finishes number 4, guys. Okay, let's go to 5 now. Number 5, Shir Chazar, number 1. Let's go. Okay, here we go. Here, you have Jeremy, whoever doesn't have 5, Daniel. Okay, let's go. Let's go, guys. Okay? What are the 2 svaras? Why, if a woman has a regular period, and they plan the date of the wedding, and Lamais, so they have to push off the wedding now, because she has a regular period, do you not have to pay mizonos? Why not? 2 svaras why you don't have to pay. We didn't mention that. A regular period. Higi is man. 2 svaras why. This is 5. 2 svaras why you don't have to pay mizonos. So number 1 we said is that she's posheibo. She knows when her period is. Why did she allow the wedding date to be planned on that day? There's not fear in Lamaisa. Here, Daniel, is that Torah? Yeah. Better put it on the desk, yeah? Better put it on the desk, okay? You follow what I'm saying? If she's poshedable, why should I pay? It's not fair. It's not fair. I mean, she knew when she has her period. Why'd she plan the date then? You're going to delay it 4 or 5 days of the wedding? There's no way the husband should have to pay. That's number one, okay? Number two, a different svara we said, is that since she is a regular period, we treat this is that it's ki'ilu lohi giyazman and nesuin. This whole topic is the giyazman v'lo nisu. We don't treat it like a giyazman. She's got a regular period. It's like that day is blackened off. It cannot, a wedding can't be on that day. You follow me? So it's like you can't say the whole din has been invoked. He gives man. We treat it like it's not he gives man. Those are the two svaras that we said. Please get it. We were a little bit bothered by the first teretz about negligence, because why would the Gemara have a suffix by their regular period? Why would the Gemara have a suffix a regular period? That case, she's an onus gomer. You for sure shouldn't have to pay. What's the Gemara even bring it as a suffix? Remember we asked that? Okay, you can get that down in your notes too. We were bothered by that shia. If you're wild about, she's not poshe, it's a regular period. That's why the women, they try to, you know, regulate the period so it won't be a chuppah needed. Because most women don't have a regular period. It's very rarely have a woman on her own have a regular period. That every month she sees the same day? Very, very, it's like 99.9% not.
So how do they organize it?
They regulate it. They go to their doctor. They go to OBGYN when they get engaged. And they start on a birth control pill. To regulate their period, they'll have the period a certain day, so they won't plan the clip as needed. Okay? That's how it's done, Avram. Okay. And like I said, it's not the end of the world. There's a clip as needed. People go crazy about it. It's not the end of the world. Okay. Fine. As I said, the only three people I've known is the Rav and the Chassan and Kaval. That's it. Okay. You leave the door open. The mice. You don't tell them directly. You know, people probably chop, but okay. You know, you try the best you can. Okay?
Wouldn't it be better to tell them than to have them find out after by, like, they have to go into the room, and look to see if there's no...
Yeah, okay, there. You leave it unlocked, you leave the door open, maybe you could tell them, yeah, you could tell them, maybe. You have to use your discretion, but you have to, use, you know, be mentally cut, of course.
It's like the discretion of the...
Okay, yeah. You need siyata d'shmaya, like in everything. Okay, that's one. Two. How did the Esvin d'Yeraisa mechalak din mitzvahs ben adam l'malko, mitzvahs ben adam l'chavero? Like Abeonis Rechman Apatri. Okay? Mayor Simcha brought the Esvin d'Yeraisa to me the other day. What klal was it, you remember?
Yud Gimel.
Excellent. Klal Yud Gimel. And the Esvin d'Yeraisa, the Sefer called Rabbi Yosef Engel, was one of the great Gedol Achronim, late 1800s, from Poland. It was a Goin Oilam. And he wrote a Sefer called Esvin d'Yeraisa, and also a Sefer called Lekach Tov. He wrote many svarim. Porad Yosef. Gilyone Ashas, not Gilyone Ashas. Gilyone Ashas would be the neighbor. Gilyone Ashas is written by Rabbi Yosef Engel. Okay, many swarmers are going oilum, niflum. So, Rav Shechter always quotes from the Esvin D'Yeraisa all the time. So, in Klal Yud Gimel, he wants to point out that there's a difference between mitzvahs ben adam l'makom ben adam l'chavero regarding onus chumana patre. Meaning, when it comes to ben adam l'makom, an onus is mafkiyah the whole chiv. When it comes to ben adam l'chavero, the chiv is there. You're just what? You're just potter. That's how he distinguishes between the mitzvah of Puruvu, which he claims is Ben Adam L'makom, and the mitzvah of Shevis, which is to what? Populate the world. Puruvu, we pass against one boy and one girl, like Beis Hillel, right? The mitzvah of Shevis is to populate the world, to have as many kids as possible, okay? And that's an added mitzvah. When it comes to Puruvu, we said women are potter. Shevis is 2 days in Tisus and Baba Basra. Nafkaminas, can a woman marry a sterile man? Depends on those 2 days and toast. If a woman's mechuyev in shevis, she cannot. If a woman's not mechuyev in shevis, she could marry a man that's sterile. Okay? We got it? So in other words, when it comes to Puruvu, which has been on Lomakom, if you're an onus and you can't fulfill it, Ellie, it's mafia the whole chiyuv from getting off the ground. But when it comes to the din of what? Relationships with human beings, ben on l'chavero, if you're under the rest, fine, you're under the rest, but the chiyuv's still there. And that's why if you have a person that's a chetziyev, a chetzi ben chorin, we force the master to what? We force the master that still owns the half to free the other guy so they can marry a woman. Otherwise, he can't marry a woman. He's stuck. Can't marry a free woman. He can't marry a shivka kanaz because half and half, right? That's the Mishnah Gittin. But why does the Mishnah quote the Pasuk Shevis and not Puruvu? Because Puruvu is a mitzvah on the makom here in Onis. Onis Chomana Pachin, the Chiv doesn't get off the ground. But Shevis, the Chiv's there, so we got to finagle. We got to work it out. So we force the guy to what? To free him. Okay? It's a beautiful Rabbi Yosef Engel. Like every Torah he has. That's two. Blinder, I'll be quoting him today in the Chabur in the Koyo. 5:45. Anyone who wants to come is always invited. If you have class, okay, you have class. I understand. Okay. Okay, that's two. Three. Yes. Shevis has been Adam L'Chaveiro, to populate the world, because the more people in the world, the better. People benefit from other people, especially for good people.
What's his raya that it's been Adam L'Chaveiro?
Because that's the notion of the pasuk, the psukim and navir, for in populating the world, be able to help the world. Tikkun olam, the notion of tikkun olam.
Isn't the pasuk by Puruvu also?
No, Puruvu is the Eibishter commanding L'maisa.
In order for the world to be.
Yeah, but the Eibishter commanded it, L'maisa. The way the psukim have it, in Navi, it's to populate the world, the Navi was saying. That's how he says it.
What's it called?
L'maisa. L'Shevis Yitzra. L'Shevis Yitzra. I think it's a pasuk. You want to show me the Mishnah in Gittin? I'm lazy. I'm being lazy today. You know, I can't get up and get it? Come on. Giving Musa to myself. But I didn't end up doing it.
Didn't have lunch.
Didn't have lunch. Okay, good. That's not the reason, though. All right. We got it. Avram wants to play horse with me, so I said after the Bechina. Play him horse. Anyone wants to play horse too? Okay. All right. Ellie. Never played you horse. Okay. Memal from Ebeis, the Mishnah. It quotes the Pasuk, L'Shevis Yitzra. Here it is, Ezra. Shenemra lo so bara L'Shevis Yitzra. Yeshaya Memhei. Don't tell Rabbi Weider, get the Pasuk from the Gemara. Okay, from the Mishnah. Okay. Yeshaya Memhei. Okay. All right. That's two. Let's go, guys. Three. Let's go. Number three. Which Gemara does the Sefer Lekach Tov, which is also written by Yosef Engel, prove the third possibility in Shlichus? You remember that? We had three possibilities in Shlichus. The first thing, what? Yada Richta. The Shlichus extends your hand, like Basia. The Medrash says her arm extended. Number two, Pshat, the Shlichus Maisa relates back to the Mishalech. And what's number three? The Shlichus' own man, he's even stronger than the Mishalech. The Maisa doesn't even relate back. It's just exerts a cause. So whatever you do, for the guy who asked, pointed you to do it, it works. The three possibilities of how Shlichus works, Ezra, is when you appoint a Shlich, he's either an extension of your hand, number one. Number two, he's his own man, but the Maisa of the Shlich does relates back to the Mishalech. Or number three, the Shlich is his own man, he might even be stronger than the Mishalech, the sender. Okay, Yaakov, you follow me? You got five, number one?
How does
he get that? Let's make sure you get it in the... You take it. You got it? The third possibility is the Shlich is his own man, he's even stronger.
How does it relate
back then? It's a kosev. It doesn't relate back, just works. It works for the guy. We don't describe it as it went back for the guy that it related back. It just worked for the Mishalech. That's it, done. So which Gemara does he prove with the third possibility? We quoted one Gemara. What was the Gemara? If a guy sends Bikurim, first fruits, with the Shliach to go to the Beis HaMikdash, and then he dies on the way, God forbid. He dies on the way, God forbid, the Shliach, and then the guy hears about it, the sender, and he picks up the fruit, and then, I guess they did the Levi, he picks up the fruit, and then he takes it to Shalim himself. That man that brings the fruit is Mevi Ve'eno Kore. He doesn't read all the psukim in the Beis HaMikdash, the Kriyas HaBikurim. He brings them, but he doesn't Kore. Why? Because you need Lekicha and Hava Be'echad. You need the person that brought it to the Beis HaMikdash, Daniel, to be the guy that took it from the place of origin. And he was not the guy who took it from the place of origin. He sent it with a shliach. The shliach, God forbid, died on the way. And since you need lekicha and aval with the same man, what's the din? You cannot be koreh. Rabbi Yosef Engel says, let's think. Plug in the first possibility. What do you mean? If he's an extension of your hand, it's like you took it. Number two, even if he's his own man, but the maaser relates back to you, it should be treated as if you took it. The only way it works is with number three. Number three is, you did not take it, and you didn't take it. And Shlichus doesn't treat it as if you took it. Memele says, the only way you can understand the Gemara, Ellie's with the third side. Okay, you got me? And therefore, halacha l'maisa may be vein okore. Okay? That's the din. Yes, Cesar, go ahead.
Never mind, I think I understand.
You got it?
Yeah, I think so.
The first two possibilities, think about it. Don't plug in right. They don't. Right. It's an extension of his hand, then let it treat it as if you took it.
Bikurim.
Sorry. Not different. It's working with Shlichus. Okay. You got it? That's number what? Three. Four. What does Tosa Dir Maskal Dilma say on Bezim and Bez? You guys got it? What does Tosa say on Bezim and Bez? You remember? Dilma, the second last is Yaakov. You got me? We're on number what? We're on number four. What does Tosus Dimaskal Dilma say? Remember? So Tosus, what is Dilma Lafuke coming to tell me? That the ray, that the halakha is, we try to learn Ein Onus Gittin from the case of what? The first mucker, Im Lo Bati. Yes? How'd the Gemara slug it up? Or try to slug it up? That was needed to Lafuke, the Shita that says, Manos Hashtar Mochiachalov, correct? Dilma Lafuke Me Rabbeinu. So that was learning it out from, that was dealing with the Sefer, right? The Makor HaRishon of Ein Onus Gittin was the Sefer. Frek Tosus, why couldn't you exclude Rabbi Yossi from the Ration? That was Tosus Kasha. Please get it down. Why can't you say we excluded the Zmano Shashtar Mochichalov, we exclude that Shita from the Ration? You could exclude that Shita from the Ration. You don't have to exclude it from the Sefer. You could exclude it from the Ration. So Tosus give three Terutzim. Please get it. Actually starts with the one Terutz that there was no date in the star. There's no date in the star, then what? Then obviously you can't exclude the Shita of Zmano Shashtar Mochichalov. There's no Zman in the star. You got me? So that's the answer of Tosus. Please get it. There was no Zman. So if there's no date, you can't exclude the Shita as Manos Shtar Mochichalov.
So in the Sefer there was a date. In the Reisha there was, in the Sefer
there was. The Reisha there was no date. Correct.
So in the Sefer there was.
Yes, that's correct. That's why the Gemara said that the Sefer could exclude it. In the Reisha there's no date, Eli. If the Reisha there's no date, they can't exclude the Rabbi Yossi Shita. But one second. A get without a date is kosher? Isn't that one of the three Gittin that are Pasum and Rabbanan? That's exactly the point. It's Kashim Nat Torah. It's not Pasum and Rabbanan. That's what you were saying, Daniel, the other day, like the Muki Yosef. That's Kashim Nat Torah based on Afkinu, right? Muki Yosef. Remember you pointed out? That's exactly what Tosus is saying. So that's number one. So the reason why it was taught, why was the Reisha taught, you guys remember? Ein Get Lachar Misa. Okay. That's one Teretz. One Teretz. There's no date. Another Teretz. It's a date, but it's unclear exactly what day. Because what they write in it? They wrote which year in the seventh year is a sabbatical cycle, Shemitah year, or they wrote the month. It was an obscure, it was unclear date. Just gives you a window of time. So obviously it can't be Zman HaShashtar Mochichalov because it's an unclear Zman. And the third Teretz is what? It was a post-dated get. A post-dated get is kosher. A get, predated get is possible. Post-dated. Meaning the get was given on one day. They wrote a date a month later. A post-dated get is kosher. But you cannot say Zman HaShashtar Mochichalov. It's a wrong date. In a post-dated get, you can't try to exclude Zman HaShashtar Mochichalov. We're trying to exclude that Shita. But it was the whole date was bogus. So three terutzim. Number one, that what? No date. And it's a kosher in the Torah, only possible in abundance. Be the evidence kosher. Number two, was it obscure, unclear date? Either what year and so bad, what month? Not the exact date. And number three, what's number three? It's a post-dated get. A post-dated get, it's a wrong date. So obviously the date's not going to exclude Zman HaShashtar Mochichalov. That's four. Five. Machloikis Rambam Tur. Let's go, guys. Bamishtakta. Avro. Number five, let's get it. Famous Machloikis. This is probably one of the most famous Lamdashu Machloikisim and Rishonim in Shas. In all the yeshivas, they know, Daniel. All the yeshivas. There's a famous machlokas Rambam Tur. If a man appoints a shliach to deliver a get to his wife, God forbid, and the man becomes a shota before the delivery of the get. Shliach has the get already. But before the shliach delivers the get, the husband became a shota. Now, the husband became a shota. And then he delivers the get. Is the get kosher or not? The Tur says the get is possum in a tayr. Whole thing blows up. Why? Says the Xos. Because Yad HaRichter. And therefore the shliach is an extension of the hand of the Baal HaBas, the husband. And you have to gauge what his state is all the time. If he was a shot at the time of delivery to get, forget about it. The whole thing's possum in that tayr.
We just go back to
that. But it's also going to discuss the first two. Okay? First two possibilities. So the Torah writes is possum in that tayr based on Yad HaRichter. Okay? Nachum, you got me? And the Rambam says no. The Rambam says a second possibility, that Maisish, the Shliach works, Shliach does a Mais, the Mais relates back to the Mishaleach. And therefore, it's only possible in the Rabbanah, because it looks bad. It looks bad that when the get was delivered, the guy was a Shaita. So it's only possible in the Rabbanah, because it looks bad. But Minatir, that get is certainly kosher. You got me, Daniel? That's a famous Machloikas to a Rambam. How Shliach works, okay? And it'll be an Afkamina where the get is possible in the Rabbanah, only possible in the Rabbanah. According to Ram, the Shliach is his own man. We mentioned already in questions before that we had a steer in Rashi. We had a shnir in Rashi, how shlichus works. Okay, Rashi in two places in Gittin, Davtes and in Amud Beis, Dav Yud Gimel Amud Aleph say that it's Maisa relating back, and at Chaf Ches Amud Aleph, we were Mechavin in the Kash Rebbe Sosalman, that it was what is Yad HaRichta. Okay, that's five. Six, let's go, guys. Which days is there Yeshiva's based in before Takanas Ezra? What did our Gemara say in the bottom of Gimel Amud Aleph? In Gimel Amud Aleph, it said very interestingly, it said that our Gemara that Absula gets married on Wednesday, Halacha L'maisa was mitakanas Ezra ve'elach. Because Kodem Takanas Ezra, the Beis Din met every day, and this question is, what do you do nowadays? So the Gemara says, nowadays is like before Takanas Ezra. Takanas Ezra is right in the middle. So which days is there Yeshiva's Beis Din Kodem Takanas Ezra? Very clear Gemara. It's Beferish, Gimel Amarach. Every single day. Beis Din was Koveya. Halacha l'maisa. So number six is just a straight up what? Straight up kasha l'maisa. What's the pshat in the Gemara? And the Gemara said black on white that every day they sat, halacha l'maisa. Okay, good. So every day they sat, fine, that's six. Seven. What does Tosis ask on the Takanas Ezra? So Tosis asks a very strong kasha, number seven. He asks, this is a Takana? This was a takana that Beis Din meets Monday and Thursday, the Ezra May, Ribbono Shel Olam, they were meeting every day. You're makalkulin. The bottom toises Avram. Gimel Amud Aleph. Takana is a fixing. This is a ruining. Kilkula. Loshanat Taisvis. Gimel Amud Aleph. On the bottom toises. What sense are you being misakin? You're being makalkul. That was toises Kasha. Number seven. Number eight. What's the teretz of Rabbeinu Tam in the Re? Let's get it. The Rabbeinu Tam says, Kodem Takanas Ezra, there was no Zman Kavua. When the Gemara said every day, it didn't mean every day. And then when they needed to get together, they got together. Ezra made it a uniform Takana Monday and Thursday. They have to go to the courtroom and sit there. Before Ezra, it was ad hoc. Whenever there was a need, they gathered people, any day. Ezra came along and said, Monday, Thursday, got to go to the courtroom. That's Rabbeinu Tam. So in that sense, they didn't ruin anything. They fixed it.
Why is it better?
They fixed it because it's Tamila. You know that 2 days a week there'll always be people there.
If you can just get away,
that's more as an institution. L'maisa Ezra was considered to be misakin. It's a betterment. I think it makes a lot of sense. L'maisa, that's the pshat of the Rabbeinu Tam. I think it makes a lot of sense. What happens to the guy? Everyone's on vacation. Ad hoc, you can't find anyone. Right? There always will be someone there. That was the territory of Rabbeinu Tam. What's the territory of the Re? Let's get it. The Re said the following. That Kodem Takanas Ezra, they met only in one city. One city. Ezra was misakin in every city. Monday, Thursday, they got to be there. There was one city that every day they met, Shkoyach. But now every city in Klal Yisrael, the Beis Din met Monday and Thursday. Fine, that's eight, nine. What are the two Terutzim of the Ritva to answer this kasha? In what sense did Ezra misakin? Rash, the Re, Rabbi Natan, now the 2 days Ritva. So says the Ritva, we don't have, he said it b'shem Taisvus. We said how to read a pshat, but he quotes Tosfos as saying this, that Kodem HaTakana, the Dayanim would sit sometimes in City A, sometimes in City X, sometimes City Y, sometimes City Z. There was no, it was ad hoc which city. Ezra was misakein very clearly, Lamaisa, that in every city, Monday, Thursday, people were sitting. So there's a little bit of a nuanced difference. Before Takanas Ezra, they would sit, they would have people sit, but one city, you know, so at certain months it would be one city, another month, another different city. Every city now had Monday, Thursday. Okay, and then the other Teretz of the Ritva himself, not B'Shem the Balei HaTais, he said himself, very interestingly he said, that Kodem Takane L'maisa, there was no set time before Takanas Ezra. They would sit sometimes at 8 o'clock, sometimes 2 o'clock, and it would be a very difficult situation. The Balei HaTais would have to miss work. They'd have to wait, L'maisa. It was very difficult for the Balabatim before Takanas Ezra. If God forbid there was a Machlokes in moments to two Balabatim. Sometimes eight, sometimes two. They'd have to close up their shop. This is the Ritva himself. Ezra came along and said, you know what? You sit Monday through Thursday from 9 to 5. I'm just using 9 to 5 as an example. But from sunrise to sunset, okay? Sunrise to sunset, for they daven. I'm sure they daven, but right after davening. They didn't eat breakfast, so Lord, they went right to the din tayr. They went to the din. Mistama, they did eat, because you have to eat. Okay, what'd you say?
Like, there was a point that it was before year.
No, no, the Ritva himself, Lamaisa, there's a Ritva Shem Baalei HaTos who said, and then said the Ritva himself. The Ritva himself said, Lamaisa, that it was a difficulty for the Balabatim. Sometimes they do it, Bishazu. It was ad hoc, what hurt the Balabatim. Then they made a Takana Monday, Thursday, the Ritva himself issued on the time, Lamaisa. Okay. That's a little bit different because Lomaisa, that was just a general thing that they would just gather together. You know, the first Teretz Rabbeinu Tam times that they were just, it was completely ad hoc, and he made it uniform Monday and Thursday. This is focusing on the time, Lomaisa. On the time, particularly, was bad for the Balabatim, Lomaisa. That's how the Ritva hones in on that. And he focused on they had to be, could very well be, as according to the Ritva, they had Batadim all over the place before Takana says it, just as they had no real time frame. Ezra made a time frame in every city. You follow me? It's just, he's speaking to the time. Okay, that's 8 and 9. We said, what were the, I'm sorry, that was what? That was 9. That was 9. We answered 9, correct. Okay, number 10. What's the teretz of the Miri and the Shita Yishana? We had the teretz of the Miri. What was the Miri's teretz? He said, this was also Takana Klape the Balabatim, because they had the Balabatim that lived in these villages had to go to the major cities where there were Rabbanim, where there was a Beis Din. So it's interesting. It was hard for the Balabatim. Very hard for the Balabatim to do that. So as I said, I'll make it easier for you. You got to come in on Monday, Thursday for Kriyas HaTorah. We know that from the Mishnah and Megillah. So you know what? I'm going to have Beis Din sit every Monday, Thursday. So if you have a Din Torah, you'll take care of going to Kriyas HaTorah Monday, Thursday. You also have your Din Torah as well. Halacha L'maisa. Ezra was misaking that. Halacha L'maisa. Because they were coming in anyway here to Laney. So if they were leaving L'maisa, if they're leaving their towns and want to go for shul for Kriyas HaTorah and also go for the Din Torah, that's how the Miri says in the Baba Kama on Pei Beis Manaf. Interesting. And then we had the Shita Yishana, which is quoted by us in the Shita Mekubetzes, said very interesting pshat. Once in a while, if there's a Din Torah, we don't do this Bisman Hazeh, but we know this from Shavuos. We learn this in Choshen Mishpat. There are Shavuos that are made. There are Shavuos that are made. The Dayanim have to. They don't make the Baal HaDin make Shavuos on a Sefer Torah, on a Tefillin, right? Nikitas Chayfitz. They have to hold the Sefer Torah, the three Shavuos min HaTorah. Ein Echad Monim Mixus and what? Shavuos HaShomrim, right? You follow me, Meir Simcha? So Lamaisa, it's a very interesting pshat, the Shita Yishana said. It was covered Sefer Torah, right? It's not covered the Sefer Torah to take it out every single day when you have a Din Torah. There's a Shavuos. So they made it uniform. Says Ezra, Monday, Thursday is when the Beis Din meets. Monday, Thursday, they already took it out for Kriyas HaTorah. So they left it out for what? For a Din Torah. They didn't have to take it out special it's very interesting. The Shita Megabetzer said it was Dokah this, and he said Lo Nehira. But we said according to this answer, speaking of the Kavod HaTorah, Kavod Sefer Torah. Okay? You know, someone just asked me the Sefer Torah for Minyanim, Lomai, so you really want to move a Sefer Torah if you're going to read from it three times, unless you have a pre-existing Sibur there already. Question, somebody else you just asked you about taking a Sefer Torah on a trip in their intercession. Okay? Fine. That answers number what? That answers number 10, 11, guys. Let's go. What did the Ritva ask on the din of a Idna? What's a Idna? Nowadays. So there's a bomb kasha. I don't understand. Before Ezra, they met every day. We just went over that. Ezra came Monday, Thursday. Nowadays, we go back to Idna. I mean, we have a famous klal that we discussed. That in order to repeal a takana from a previous base, you must be greater than Chachman and Minyan. You have to be greater in wisdom and number, convention, or maybe in years. The Riven, Mishnayos, and Eduyos said they have to be older. Whatever it is, in order to appeal to Takana, you must be greater B'chachma Minyan, however you define Minyan. Either that you have more people in your convention than the Rabbanim, or you're older. However you want to define, the Riven says Shonim. But whatever the case might be, you must be greater B'chachma Minyan. I don't understand how this is possible, says the Ritva. How on earth can we invite to the Mishnah? The Mishnah says Absulah's got to get married on Wednesday. We say nowadays, since Beis Din meets every day, she can get married. You can get married every day of the week. That's what the Gemara said to the Pharisees. Give me a woman off from the bottom of the oven. Baal peh, right? Nisus b'chol yom. It says Nisus b'chol yom, Daniel. Right? What do you mean Nisus b'chol yom? We have the right to do that, to repeal Takanas Ezra. That the Mishnah said Absulah gets married on Wednesday during Takanas Ezra. It's a pella. We're not greater b'chachma b'minyan. That's a bomb kasha the Ritva asked Halacha L'maisa right here. So let's get it. That was number 11. That's number 11. 12. What's the teretz of the Ritva? And the Agos Ashri. Number one.
What's the question?
Question is, Meir Simcha, Chazor, Chazor. No problem, again, Chazor. How is it Shaykh? The Takana of Abisul was supposed to get married on Wednesday, when Takana Ezra was Beis meets on Monday and Thursday, right? Nowadays, the Gemara says, it basically means every day, a woman can get married every day. We have the koch to go against Takana Ezra, we're not great of a koch with a minion. Rabbanu Shalom. The Bam Kasha. Ritvoi. How can the Gemara uproot it? Yeah. Ritva's asking in our Gemara, Yosef. Very good. How do you do it? It's a pellet. So let's start. That was number 11. 12. What's the territory of the Ritva? It goes Ashri. So the Ritva said, I want to tell you something. L'chachilo, the Chacham made the Takana, Basul gets married on Wednesday, only when what? When Bezin meets on Monday and Thursday. If there's ever a situation where Bezin meets every day, they never made such a Takana. It was part of the very clause of the Takana. Part of the fabric of the Takana, Basul getting married on Wednesday, is that Bezin only meets when? On Monday, Thursday. But if they meet every day, they can get married every day. You follow me? So it's not a repealing? That's the Ritva. Comes along that goes Shashri Oshei. He says like this. He says if they use, what's the reason why Absula gets married on Wednesday? Why? What's the reason? So you can take her to Bezin the next day at Tainus Besulim. If they use that same Svara, meaning if there's a Bezin meaning every day, why not? You're not. It's not repealing if you use the Svara that the Chachamim used. It happened to be Bezin only met Monday, Thursday. Plus Shach do, we say get married on Wednesday. But if you're using the same Svara of Tainus Besulim and they meet every daily, what's the big deal? You're not repealing anything. That was the Teretz. It's not a Bittul Dvarav. That was the Teretz of the Ishtana Imin. It's a Bittul Dvarav. That's the Teretz of the Gosha Shri. That's 12. 13. What are the Terutzim of the Beis Yaakov and the Chassam Sofer? What are the Terutzim of Beis Yaakov and the Chassam Sofer? This is together. They said one Teretz. You know what the Teretz was? They said beautiful. Bizmana Mishneh, even Bizmana's Mishneh, this Takana was not spread out. Was not widespread. That's the better word. When a psula gets married on Wednesday, it wasn't widespread throughout the whole globe. It wasn't widespread throughout the planet Earth to get married on Wednesday. It was not. Even Bizmana Mishneh, there were places where Bezin met every day. So that Takana, even during the Zman Mishnah, was not widespread on the planet Earth. And therefore, it was not a Bittul Takana. Because there were certain places of Zman Mishnah that Absulah didn't get married on Wednesday. They got married any day. Because in that particular place, Bezin met every day. So it's not repealing. Because even Zman Mishnah, there was holes in it. Because there were places that got married every day. That's the Beis Yaakov and the Chassam Sofer. And that's 13, 14. I'm sorry. And then the Chassam Sofer, that's why I wrote it, because the Chassam Sofer had two Teruts. Chassam Sofer says like this. Chassam Sofer himself adds a Terut, and he says, the Takanas HaMishnah was that Absulah should get married at a place when Beis Din what? The day before Beis Din sits. And that was only Wednesday. But if Beis Din sits every day, then you could get married any day. The whole Takanas HaMishnah Ezra was not that Absulah should get married on Wednesday. The Takanas HaMishnah should be articulated that a Basula should get married the day before a Beis Din meets. Different. And therefore, since nowadays Beis Din meets every day, they can get married every day. The Gosh Hashri is a little different. The Gosh Hashri was, Lamaisa, with the Svara, it was the Svara Lamaisa. That's not considered to be what, it's similar, we said. It is similar, it's a little different, because our Gosh Hashri said, Halacha Lamaisa, that if you use the Svara, if the Beis Din was kind, they would have been masking themselves. That's the Agos Hashri added that Nakuda. That the Brazen would have been masking, Lamaisa. They would have agreed to it that you're right, no matter what. It's very similar. Yeah, the Chassam Sofer just saying the way it's wrong to say that Takanos of Besulah gets married on Wednesday. The Takanos of Besulah should get married a day before Bezin meets. If a Bezin and you're in an era that meets every day, then it's fine, they can marry every day. The Agos Hashri said a little bit different. That the Chachamim would have said, you know, since you're using our logic, we don't view it as being a problem. Okay? You got me, Nochem? We don't view it as it being a problem. Okay, it's repealing. Fine. That answers number what? 13, 14. Let's go. What's the difficulty with Nisuin on Thursday? And how do we answer that difficulty? Mary Simcha, you got me? What's the difficulty on getting married on Thursday? And how do we answer the difficulty? Okay. The difficulty is as follows. If there's a problem, how are you going to take her to Bezin Friday morning? No, Bezin meets Friday morning. Gemara says, Beferish and Yushalmi, Perak Alpha Lochei, Bezin does not meet in Dinimomenis on Friday. So therefore, you're going to have a big problem. You're going to take her within Torah. By the time you take her, it'll be Monday, and you're what? You've cooled down. So, Lamaisa, all the Rishonim were bothered by this kasha, we said.
We made it to comment on
that. So the Ramban, the Rash, for the Rosh, the Ran, they say like this. They say like this. You're right. Beis Din doesn't meet on Friday. But you can gather three guys together and register your complaint. That you can do. And therefore, since you can register your complaint and gather three guys, then Lamaisa, you'll go to a Din Torah, and they'll do it, let's say, on Sunday. Okay? This is Lamaisa. Taisa says in the bottom of Gimelot, but also the other Rishonim said it as well. The Ramban and the Rashba, the Rosh and the Ran give this teretz to. Okay? What did you say?
I thought you said he cannot marry.
We said there's a problem. It said in the Gemara, Nisus B'chol Yom. Thursday should be a problem because you can't take a Rebbezim. That's the koshi. What's the difficulty with getting married on Thursday? We answered that by saying that you can gather three together and register the complaint. That's how we answered the koshi, and that's how we legitimize why they can get married on Thursday. Okay? Fine. Then it's 14. 15. What about Friday? What did Tosfos say about Friday, guys? Let's go. Come on. What did Tosfos say about Friday? What do you say? Very good, Avram. So Taisa says in the name of the Reap, let's get it. Taisa says that the bottom Taisa Dimaska Iika. He says, even though a woman can get married every day, I want you to know something. I want you to know something. Friday and Shabbos are off limits. Well, let's go with Friday first. Friday can't get married. Why? Because Beis Din doesn't sit on Shabbos. And on Sunday, if you wait till Sunday, they'll cool down and you won't take her to Din Torah. But we know there are many, many people, we said, and the Rishonim are bothered, they get married on Friday. In Bismana Rishonim, there were many people that got married on Friday. They wanted to save money. Same suitor they make for Shabbos, they make for the Chasana. And now, how's that possible? Can't take her to Din Torah. So how are we Miyashiv the Minig? How are we Miyashiv the Minig, Lamaisa? So we answer 15. What does Tosfos say about Nisum Yom Shishi? He says it's a problem. Because you can't take her to Din Torah on Shabbos. And therefore, by the time you take her into Torah on Sunday, it'll cool down. So that's 15. 16 is the minig was people did it. So how do we miyashiv that minig? So give two birurim, the miyashiv of the minig. Number one. Number one birur to miyashiv of the minig of how people get married on Fridays is as follows. The truth is, the Ri said, bizmanenu, bezin and nakavua, halacha lemaisa. Anyone who's a taina can what? Gather three guys together. Shabbos, you can do the same thing. So why not? You're not sitting on a din Torah. Gather three guys after davening on Shabbos. God forbid if you feel you had this issue. Come on, Olitzlan. If he had this issue, you'll gather them after davening before they go to Kiddush and say, listen, he thinks that she's a bulu. And therefore, that's mutter on Shabbos. That's what Taisa said. The Ri and the Rashbo said the same thing. That's one. Yes, Avram.
What's the point of the three people? Is it just, like, how does that work?
It's that out. It's out already. It's out already. They'll sit on the din Torah the next day.
What? Edom are going
to
come and
No. Look, they're going to, number one, like Rashi, yes, there's a call that goes out, plug it in like Rashi.
Like Rashi.
Yeah, absolutely.
How do you plug it in the other way?
According to Benetam, it's a low plug, right? So it doesn't make a difference. It's a low plug. You always have to have Tanis Besulim. It's a low plug. Even though she's going to be mutter, you still have to do it. According to Rashi, you're saying good. According to Benetam, it's not a problem. It's a low plug anyway. Dolta Kanas Amishwas for the two women, right? Eishas Kohen and Kuzabash Shalom. The other women, she's mutter anyway. So it's only according to Rashi you would do this. Makes sense according to Rashi. According to Rabbeinu Tam, you got to keep in mind, the whole Kana of the Mishnah is a low plug. The whole reason is just for those two people.
Yeah.
Okay? Are you saying good? So that's number one, beer. Number two, beer. How's it shy if they give Miriam Miyashu the meaning of Friday? So we said that Tais said another pshat, interestingly enough, Halacha Lamaisa, very similar to what Avram wanted to say. Very similar. But Lamaisa, according to what? According to the Rashi, the whole point is to generate a kol that people will come in, and therefore that's only said Bisman Chacham Zichron Levracha said that people gather in and a kol will come out. Bismanenu, there's no people that go to an audience in a Beis Din. In Bisman Mishnayis, Bisman Gemara, there was an audience in a Beis Din. They would actually watch Dini Torah. Nowadays, no one shows up. It's a very private matter, and there's no audience. And therefore, since there's no audience, there's no call that's going to come out. So, batal atama takana. And therefore, there's no problem to get married on Friday. Very similar to what Avram was saying. But that's what Tyson wanted to say.
What about
Ikuri? What'd you say?
Ikuri Daita, though, shouldn't like...
No, but there's no point, though, in it, Lamaisa. There's no point. How are we going to do it? Yeah, Lamaisa. There's no point. You're right. We hope there won't be Ikuri Daita, but there's no point in not allowing it because nowadays we don't have this whole concept of generating the call. So therefore, you could get married any day of the week, even Friday.
Rabbeinu
Tam agreed
with that?
Rabbeinu Tam might not agree with that because we have a low plug. It's a question, Ramais. It's a question. Rabbeinu Tam didn't really speak about this. That was the issue. We brought that up, Avram. The Re does, not the Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam would say it's a low plug. Maybe you have to always get married, you know. Unless Bismanaz that was changed, like the Gemara says. The low plug went out of the picture. Gemara says, so it's not a problem. Okay, but what I'm saying is that on Friday, Lamaisa, the reason why it wouldn't make any sense is because the truth is there's no audience around. Okay, there's only one case, I didn't mention this, let's mention it now. There's only one case where you're supposed to have an audience as big as possible when you have a Din Torah. It's not really a Din Torah, but it is. Which case? We've mentioned it before. Not this year, we didn't mention. Chalitza. Chalitza is a Din, a mafarsim, the fact that she's a Chalitza. She's supposed to put up signs the day before, and you're supposed to be koveh duchta, which room you're going to do the chalitz in, and you tell everyone because you want to publicize it. Why do you want to publicize it? Because you want to tell the Levim, the Israel, now she's mutter to get married because she had a chalitza, and you want to tell the Kohanim she's off limits to you now. Rashi gives two reasons in Yevomitz why we're far from the chalitza. Okay.
How do we do that nowadays?
They put up signs. Yeah, in YU, when we used to have a chalitza, they'd put up signs. Ray Bronson would have put up the signs. Lomaisa. And the Diana Mikoveya Duchte.
Why is that different than a regular divorce? I mean, like, why do you stop specifically now?
I get there's no reason to Mepharsim. I guess it's more of a call that goes out. That's the assumption. There's no din to have Mepharsim to get. It'll be known. Any Masada Kedushin, I had a Masada Kedushin once for a Talmud who married a Grusha. And you have to look into the. You have to look into it. You married a Grusha. They have five kids now. Lomaisa. Parents weren't comfortable with it, but I had to speak with them. She's a wonderful woman.
What would be the problem?
I don't know. They weren't comfortable with it, Lamaisa, but I had to speak with them. He ended up married. They have five kids now. They're happily married. She was only married a brief time, Lamaisa. But you have to recite a kiddush I'm bringing out. I have to look into it, that there was a get. You have to ask the dayanim who did the get. You have to look into it. It's a shayla of mamzeiris. It's a very important job. Only chalitza you find is mepirsum. Okay, that's two biurim. Okay, let's go to 17, guys. Let's go. 17. Meir Simcha, you ready? Let's go. Meir Simcha. Okay, let's give two other biurim. Linesu and Biyom Shishi. Miyashiv the Minig. You're not getting married on Friday, Meir Simcha, but Lamaisa. Lamaisa, talking about if someone wanted to get married on Friday. Could be. Save money. Right? Okay. Two more biurim. Let's go. The Ritva says, there's a bunch of Rishonim, Lamaisa, many Rishonim, so not all, but some Rishonim we learn at Hamad Alf that it's Mutter, Lechachilo, to have Bia on Friday night, because why? There's only going to be, Wednesday night, because by the time you take her to Din Torah, what happens? Let's say you have Bia with her on, it says Besula Nisus Biyom Revi. So what is Biyom Revi Wednesday? So Tuesday night halachically is what Wednesday, yes? So if you're bowler Tuesday night, you have three onus. Tuesday night, Wednesday, right? And then you take her to the Din Torah Thursday morning. So Lamaisa, we're not chayshish the Iskar Daiter in that window of time from Tuesday night to Thursday morning. So he says a beautiful four. Get married on Friday. Your bowl or Friday night. From Friday night to Sunday morning is the same distance. What are you worried about? There's no problem. That's how the Rifas Miyash of the Minig. From Tuesday night to Thursday morning is the same distance from Friday night Bia to Sunday morning. So therefore, what's wrong with getting married on Friday? Just make sure the Bia Rishon is Friday night. Okay, that's the third shot. And then we have the Mordechai. What was the Mordechai? The beginning of the Masechta. You remember the Mordechai? He said, Takanas Anin. Saves money. People were not rich. It was a big issue. So they want to use the same money for the Chasana.
You said
that
the Mordechai?
Mordechai. They want to use the same money for the Chasana, Lamaisa, for the what? For the Shabbos meal. And the Ritva added on. Remember we learned on Gimel and Beis? We'll get to that Chazar next week, Blin Eder. Bez Hashem. Then Machmas Onus. Remember we said if there's an Onus, you get married other days? We're Anusi Machmas Mamun. People don't have a lot of money. So they don't have a lot of money at the Shabbos meal and the getting married. So Lomai said, get married on Friday, do the Suda Friday night, plus the Shabbos meal. Gevaltik. Okay. That answer 17. 18.
So to save money is enough of a reason.
Save money. Enough of a reason. Bismanazet. Why we allow Lamaisa this to happen. Again, we're allowing it Bismanazet. Every day. Okay? Every day, Lamaisa. No problem with the Titus Pesulim because you can gather the people together. Okay, 18. Yes? Now we're up. That was 17. 18. Give two other biurim. The Ron said beautifully, you know why you get marriages on Friday? Because why? Nowadays, no one waits 12 months between Kedushin and Nisuin. We do it in one shot. So what are you worried about? Even if you found Pesach Pasuch, she's still mutter to you. She wasn't mezana between the Kiddushin and the Nisuin. You do it in one shot. So what are you worried about? So Lamaise, there's nothing to worry about. So therefore, Batal Takana, you have to go to Beis Din. So of course she wasn't mezana, while she was with you, while you were as a Mekudeshes. So what are you worried about? So get married Friday. We said that makes a lot of sense. The whole time Pesulim is not shocked, as Mana said. Right? Buy Beis Din doesn't meet tomorrow, so what? There's no problems. Okay. When I mean there's no problems, no problems in halacha. You might be upset with that she wasn't honest with him. Right? Not be halacha, but you should be honest with him. You follow what I'm saying? Come on, there's a shot of the Ron. Okay. And the last beer I'm in it, what's the last beer I'm in it? They're all. What did the Ra say? The Ra said like this. The Ra said, Lishitoso, Bishasa Sakana, when did we switch the wedding to? From Wednesday to what? Tuesday. Excellent. We'll get to the next week position. So he says, also after the Sakana, we kept the Minig. Yes? After the Zakana left, the Minig kept up, we got married on Tuesday. Yes? Listen to this. Tuesday is like Friday. Why? Why is Tuesday like Friday? Because the distance between Tuesday and Thursday, right, is the same thing from what? Friday to Sunday. You follow what I'm saying? So therefore, that was the Raw. No, but this is a little bit different, we said, because it based it on Shasakana. That even though the Shasakana was removed, it's a little bit different. Because he based on Shasakana, even though Shasakana, if he kept up the vestige, Lamaisa. The vestige was Lamaisa, Ramat, Bottle, and Minig on Tuesday. So the Minig on Tuesday to get married is based on the Minig on Tuesday. That was not said before. We're saying the Minig to get married on Tuesday, Lamaisa, the Minig to get married on Tuesday is, we quoted you. Everything okay? We quoted you. Yeah, all right. So Lamaisa, we based on that Gemara. Tuesday, able to get married, so the Sakana left. So the same thing, Lamaisa. That got to be Friday. Okay, that answers number what? 18. Got it, guys? Very good. 6 biurim to miyash of the minig. Why did I get married on Friday? Okay? All right, let's go. 19. What's the story about Nisuin on Shabbos itself? We take care of Thursday. We'll take care of Friday. Now, what about Shabbos? What's the story? Okay? So, it's unbelievable, we said. We said, based on Tyson Beya, halacha l'maisa, you would think the Gemara says beferish by us that every day a man can get married to a woman. Shabbos is not included because it's us to get married on Shabbos. Not true completely because the Rabbeinu Tam in Beya on Lamed Vav Amud Beis Maseches Beya Lamed Vav Amud Beis says an amazing chiddush. Okay, please get it. Lamed Vav Amud Beis. He says if a man has not had kids and has not fulfilled peruvu, he can get married on Shabbos. Kedushin and Nisuin. Lock, stock, and barrel. Everything. Kedushin and Nisuin. The Ramah quoted that B'Shem of the Smog, that even Nisuin is okay. Rabbi Natam said Kedushin, the Ramah adds on Nisuin as well. Amazing, Daniel, right? There is a Shita. So the Ramah quotes this in Orachayim, Simin Shin Lamed Tesef Alf, and Shabbos. That there is such a Shita, but he says you cannot rely on it unless it's Shasat Chak. Lecharchilo, don't rely on the Shita.
See who says that?
The Ramah. Do not rely on the Shita. It could cause the Chil Shabbos. And the Miri says, well, Ben HaShmashas is good, because Ben HaShmashas does no Isuri the Rabbanah. And the Isuri the Rabbanah is getting married, because there's Shem Yechtov. But what do we say from the Mishra Brura, Meir Simcha? Even Ben HaShmashas don't do. Because he says, they'll lead a lot of Chil Shabbos. Muksa of the candles, women will come to the Chuppah late. The light, Lamaisa Ben HaShmashas, a bad deal, he says. Do not rely on this. Do not rely on the issue of getting married on Shabbos Kedushin. Don't even rely on what the Miri said. You can get married Ben HaShemashos because it'll lead to what Chil Shabbos. Okay. As a practical matter, we don't do it. Yes?
What is the problem of Kinyan on Shabbos?
The problem of making Kinyan on Shabbos is Gzer, you might write it down. You might write down a proof of the transaction. That's one problem. The other problem is Gzer Hashem Mekka from Mimkar. Business.
So it's not a problem over here because Kiddushin...
Here, Latzorach Mitzvah. Yeah, Latzorach Mitzvah would override it, but I said we don't rely on it. Unless it's Shasat Chak. What would be a Shasat Chak? Give me an example. What would be a Shasat Chak, you're saying? I don't know. A situation they have to get... I don't know. Maybe the guys... I don't know.
No, what would be... What's the...
Guys got to run out of town or something unless you allow the marriage now on Shabbos.
What's the Mechachomemkar?
The two reasons why you can't make a Kinyan on Shabbos. Gzer Hashem Yechtov and Mechachomemkar. The Drabonin, which also is Gzer Hashem Yechtov.
Where is that?
Right.
The Rashi says it's all one Gzera, Kulachad Gzeri, and Lamed Vavim, Lamed Zayin, and Alf and Bayin. The two reasons he gives. But really, that's because of what Gzer Shemir Kov itself.
Where can we find that?
Lamed Zayin Amar Alfin Beya. Rashi, yeah. Lamed Zayin Amar Alfin Beya. Lamed Vavim Beza Taisus. About getting married. Okay, let's go. Number one. That was 19. 20. 20. Okay. Let's go to 20. You want to go to 20 or you want to go to Chumash? You want to go to Chumash? All right, let's go to Chumash. So we pick up on Sunday, guys. Please. Sunday, we're on 20, shir number 5, and I gave you shir number 6. So we gotta please over the weekend, please chazer. Inside, in the vinik. Inside and also outside, Lamaisa, with the shiurim. Gold over. Okay, you know Bays and Gimel and Maraf, the Neil Chlorkite, right? All right. Let's go to Chumash. We'll pick it up with number 20, Shir 5 Linet, and then we'll go to Shir Chazara 6 too. We got a lot to do, Bishish. Okay. We have 2 more weeks of Chazara. The Bechin is on Thursday. Thursday 25th. I guess we'll have the launch on Wednesday. Next Wednesday we'll have the launch. I don't know what happened. What'd you say? Monday Rav Twersky is speaking for his brother, Hesped, at 11:45, so I don't know how far it's gonna go into launch.
Tuesday.
Wednesday. But Wednesday better. Okay. Oh, that's good. Good, good. Oh, very good. Okay. All right, let's go. We're in Parshas Vayeshev, and we know that Rashi quotes a famous medrash, Bikish Yaakov Leshev B'Shalva, the Kofetz Olav Rogzo Shel Yosef. What's the problem with that, guys? What's the problem with relaxing? What's the problem with that? He requested to sit in tranquility. And Hashem brought the anger of Yosef, the story of Yosef upon him. It's a shot. So, there's two things that we have. We have shalom and we have shalva. There's peace and there's tranquility. If you ever noticed in davening, we never ask for tranquility. We ask for shalom. You know, tranquility is olam haba, guys. We ask for tranquility, if I'm not mistaken, one time throughout our davening and Shabbos Mincha. Because Shabbos Mincha is main olam haba. We always ask for shalom, shalom. We're going to daven Mincha. Last brachah is shalom. Part of this world is to deal with issues that arise, that it shouldn't throw you off a curve, and you should be able to work with it, and learn from events and experiences, and become better, become greater. A guy goes out with a girl and it's not the one he wants to marry. Okay, you grew from it. Maybe you learned how to be nicer. Maybe you met a nice person. You grow from the experiences. It's not time you wasted your time. That's what the notion of what shalom is. Shalva is this pure tranquility. That's not for Olam Haza. That might be the pshat why HaKadosh Baruch Hu got upset with him. He says to Yaakov Avinu, you're the best of the others. But you know what? Olam Haza is not for shalva. Olam Haza is for shalom. You should have shalom, shalom bayis, shalom with everyone. You shouldn't have machlokesim. But the bottom line is that what? There are things that come up and you got to work with it. You can't let it what? You can't let it pounce you. But how do all of those? You go bad, you're a batter, right? You're a batter. This guy from the Marlins, what, he get 50 million? 100, 500 million? Stanton, right? You think when he goes up to bat, oh, the guy threw me a curveball. It's not fair. It's not fair. It's ridiculous. Curveball. So therefore what? He starts crying? Can't hit it? So maybe at first he couldn't hit it. But he learned. He worked at it. Things are thrown in your life curves. So you can't say, oh, I'm upset at HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Chas v'shalom, they have such an attitude. You have to work with the things. This is what perhaps upset HaKadosh Baruch Hu so much. You're my Bechir Shem Avis. You seek shalom, shalom, but not shalva. Shalva is not for this world. Shalva is for Olam Haba. And that's a very important message for us, guys. We have to work with it. We have the double program. It's not easy. Things come up sometimes. Don't go your way. You didn't plan it. Okay, that's life. Part of being a Ben Torah and developing the Talmud Chacham is to work with that and have the Amun and Bitachon, that Kol Man Damar Chamon Tavu Da'avid. And that's what upset perhaps HaKadosh Baruch Hu so much. The truth is, we find that in the Parsha, there is this relationship that emerges between Yosef and the brothers. And it could very well be that what upset Yosef so much about the brothers, and the Rabbeinu B'chaya writes, he never was mochel them. He He was never mochalim. Because he was never mochalim, that led to the Asara Harugei Malchus. Believe it or not, Rabbeinu Chai writes, later in Tanoim. But it's not for us to judge. The bottom line, you know why he wasn't mochalim? Because they were cruel. They did not go l'fnei Mishuras Adin. They might have thought al pi din, maybe they had their reasons. But they could have gone l'fnei Mishuras Adin. And that's what the Sforner says, Rav Cooperman on the bottom explains it in the notes. That's what really irked Yosef. The fact that they showed the cruelty and they could not go above the letter of the law to deal with him nicely. This is so upsetting about it. We have to eradicate cruelty from our persona, personality. A Jew is someone who's a Rachmanim, Baishanim, Megom Lechasanim, Gemara Nivamas, Ayin Tesim, Beis. You see someone walking on the street, he's kind, he's humble, and he's merciful, that's a Yid. Someone's a cruel. Now where does the Mishnah in Shas use a root Lashon HaMachzoris? Where does the Mishnah use a Lashon HaMachzoris? In Baba Kama. When a guy asks you for Mechila, and the third time, you won't grant him Mechila. The Mishnah says you are cruel. And this has upset Yosef so much. Lamaisa. So you might say it's a little bit ironic, no? He was upset with them being cruel, but at the same time he wasn't mochalim. Well, who says they asked him three times? Doesn't say they asked him three times. He couldn't mochalim. So we have to, number two, realize to deal with the curves in life and seek shalom. And number two, to realize the second message is this notion of realizing that we have to eradicate cruelty from our personality. We cannot be cruel. There's got to be a balance, obviously, when you give discipline to people. Can't let everything go awry. But at the same time, it's unacceptable to be a person that is cruel. And the third message I want to bring out here is as follows. You know, Yehuda didn't finish the job. There's a very, very, very strong Gemara in Makkos that says someone who begins a mitzvah and doesn't finish, he's kovar ishto ubanav, God forbid. But that's what happened with Yehuda. He didn't finish the job with Yosef. He suggested l'maisa. He didn't finish the job. He didn't completely save Yosef. And his wife did die, he lost his kids. What's the reason for this? Because if you start something and you don't finish it, that shows such a lack of interest in the mitzvah. It's in a sense an affront, it's an insult to Hashem that you became disinterested in the mitzvah. And if someone starts, we tell them to finish it. And you know why he didn't finish it? Because he didn't have kids at that time when this happened. He didn't have any kids. He didn't feel any empathy. He got married later. Just because you're not in a certain situation, in a certain state that a person is, and he's going through tzuras, oh, you can't relate to it? You have to try to make yourself relate to it. You have to be a person that is upset by it and is concerned about it. And in that sense, Yehuda failed on that. And therefore, we have to be people that enjoy mitzvahs, do mitzvahs, and don't just begin it, but finish it. And also show empathy for a person that's having tzuras, even though you're not in that state. Stop and think about it for a moment. What that person's going through. How you can be mechazik person. How you can help the person. That's critical. And the last point is with Yehuda, is that he really had the ability, and the truth is, you see, the Shvatim come to Yosef and they say, you know what? This is a famous gong. What's the difference between Malucha and Memshala? Malucha is when you're Makabal Amalchus Baratzim. What's Memshala? Against your will. They say to Yosef, you know what? You might be a Melech on other guys, but you'll never be a Melech on us. Meaning Baratzim. You might be Memoshal over us, but not a Melech. And since some of it is Sheker, they say the whole dream is Sheker. It's a famous gong. When you daven, you should have that in mind when you come up with Malucha. Hashem, you know, Malucha and Memshala. Malucha is when you recabal malchus baratzim, memshal is against the will. It says, Malucha on us, Hashem, we want Hashem to be our king. By the goyim, it's memshalah, because they don't want it. That's what the goyim says. And the truth is, we find that everyone was upset about what happened. Yosef is sitting in sackcloth, upset that he was sold. Reuven is sitting in sackcloth, upset that what happened there, can't find Yosef. Yaakov's upset, he's sitting in sackcloth and tightness and because what doesn't know where Yosef is. And what does it say Yehuda does? Yehuda goes out and gets married. And Hashem makes the Orosh HaMashiach. So Rav Simcha Bunim, the great Hasidic Rebbe Zatzal, said, what's Pshat? The Pshat is why you're praising. Everyone's sitting in mourning. And then Yehuda goes in and does a gashmish thing, gets married, and Hashem makes the Orosh HaMashiach through that. The Pshat is Yehuda got it together. Yehuda moved on. Yehuda didn't just focus on the past. Of course you have to do tshuva of what you did. But he got it together. He picked himself up and he went weiter. He was throwing the curveball and he dealt with it. And that's exactly what you find with Yehuda Lamaisa. That he made what? You know, Tamar wanted to know Halacha Lamaisa, was there Yibum or not? Did he have a Din Melech? He was demoted. He got it back. How did he get it back? Yehuda is a din of a king. L'yasur Shev Yehuda. He was demoted. Right? But he got it back. How did he get it back? Because he admitted to his mistake. Hashem says, you can admit to your mistake, you're going to be the Melech. You'll be recreated as the Melech. But how did she know that what? How did she know that he should have done Yibum? Because the din in the Mishnah Sanhedrin says a Melech can't do Yibum. So she said, you know, take the psil, take your seal and your wick. And what's the din? She wanted to know if he would give it over. Because Amish Stamshim Misharvito Shamelech. You're not allowed to use the scepter of a king. Since he gave over his staff and his wick, that showed you don't like a din of a king. So she had a time on her. She do Yibum. At that time, he had lost the Malchus, but it was reestablished. So, just to close, let's put together these different what? These different elements. Number one, the Chazer, the Nekuda of Shalom and not Shava, working with things that come up. Getting yourself together, if something, what you focus on it. Okay, it's not easy. But you gotta come up with the energy to get it together. If you just dealt with something difficult, you gotta pick yourself up and go weiter. Having a lot of sleep is important for that. That's number one. Number two is the issue to rid the achzarius from our persona, not to be an achzar. Number three, to be show empathy, to be people that love mitzvahs and finish the job. They don't start it. They talk about that in Coughlin, right? There's a Coughlin all the time. Finishing, right? Right, Ellie, with the Giants. Love all those. Finishing. Finishing in mitzvahs, in ruchnias. And to show empathy, Lamaisa. Because it's a terrible thing, Lamaisa, if you don't show interest in the mitzvah to Hashem. And if you don't have empathy towards the people, Lamaisa, that need it. And that's this concept of what? That's this concept of showing that what? Maschel b'mitzvah omul mo gemur. That's what we have to realize, this pshat. So if we can put together these midas, tovas, and to get rid of the midas gruos, then we're understanding the messages of the shiftei kah in this story. And as I said, we can't judge Yosef, you know, whether he wasn't Michael according to Rabbeinu Bachai. But we understand why maybe he might not have been. Because if someone gives you cruelty, it's not right. Even though it's ironic, if you don't mocha after three times, you're called cruel. But Lamaisa, we have to put together all these things that they shouldn't just be theoretical and implement them in our very own lives on an everyday basis. Okay, we'll stop here. Everyone have a good Shabbos. Stop a minute. And we'll go weiter on Sunday. Chazorah. Good Shabbos to you. Good to see you.
I'm going
to
test. I'm going to run.
Okay. Right. Slok on the exam. Okay, who's that? Who's for the Yom?
I got to go.
Ellie. Ashur Yishevitra. Chazorah.